On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy Wet Wednesday. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon, and you can always stream it at ksro.com. It's important to note that you can also find the previous podcast there where my partner here, Michelle, goes and puts them up with a nice paraphrased summary of what we talk about. I think the topics tend to be pretty like well concisely paraphrased by you, and sometimes people don't really catch, you know, the beginning of the show or the end of the show, so they can go back and go, oh, that's what else they were talking about, maybe I'll go listen to it. I think it's a good resource for people that are homeowners or people that are looking to buy in the local Sonoma County market, especially in Napa, Marin, you know, Mendocino and Lake of course as well. As a local lender with Cross Country Mortgage, I'm helping people in all those areas understand what their financing options are, Michelle.
Right, right.
And it's been good.
And we also have quite a few different guests. So, you know, if you're interested in property taxes or if you're in the process of rebuilding, there are different guests that you can see that would be really appropriate, or you're doing home improvements, you know, all different kinds of guests to cover things that have to do with your home.
And politics, too. We kind of cover some of the local politics. You know, we've had great, we've had some county supervisors on. We've had city council members of various communities, and you know, I think the show's reach is grown because of that. So today we're actually going to be talking with Terry Garrett of Go Local. He'll be on in just a minute, and we're going to talk with him about Go Local because, as I've said in my last couple shows, I want to make a new initiative, a new segment of the show about supporting small business. I think people are losing touch with the realities that small business is negatively impacted by internet shopping. We do it for convenience, but I also want to show that it's not necessarily any more convenient. How about all those packages that people keep seeing UPS drivers throw on your porch?
Right. Or how tempting they are to see something left on your porch and then it's gone.
And it's gone. So, you know, you see all these security video cameras about that. Hey, if you go and buy it at a store and you put it in your trunk and take it home, bring it into your house, that doesn't happen.
There's no temptation. It's not hanging out there on your porch.
Yeah. So maybe you saved 5 or 10% and you got some convenience, but boy, what happens when you lose your packages? Mm-hmm. What happens when they're damaged? What happens when it was the wrong size? You know, internet shopping. We're going to talk all about this with Terry in just a minute. But I also want to talk about some important things that are affecting people's interest rates and their pocketbooks. So year over year rates, as we've approached the end of December here, I want to cover this. Interest rates for home loans, people that want a mortgage for their house, are down an average of 1%. From where they were a year ago.
Wow.
But they've been there for the last like 3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. So that's not really new news. But when you look over year over year at the end of the year, 1% improvement. Because of that, purchases are up 10%. So who thinks the housing market is weakening? That's not the current sentiment. With purchases up 10%, we can attribute a lot of that to the strong demand for housing and the low cost of interest rates. Refinance applications are actually up 135%. So that's like almost, 1.5%, one and a half times where they were a year ago. So, you know, basically it's a trend that I think we can count on for the near future. Mm-hmm. Housing numbers are going to keep coming out over the next couple of weeks. I think we're going to learn that they're actually doing okay. I just talked to a couple of realtors this week and learned that they got top dollar for their listings. And when you hear that information, it reassures us that we're not going to see a housing crash. So I'm happy to debate that if anybody wants to. But the reality is we're not going to see a housing crash.
All right. That's good. Reassuring.
Reassuring. So, hey, let's bring in Terry Garrett. Hey, Terry, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey,
glad to be a part of it.
Oh, well, great. I'm glad you're on air because I'm really focusing a lot of attention lately, especially during this holiday season, on local business. And you, of course, represent Go Local, a Sonoma County co-op. And tell our listeners about Go Local.
Well, Go Local has been in Sonoma County since 2008, late 2008, so a little over 10 years.
Okay.
Going into the 12th year.
So you started it during a recession.
Started during the recession,
yeah.
Which was actually a great time to start it in some ways. I mean,
find a way to support.
Ways on that, but it was good because the local businesses, this has been sort of a trend. I mean, I started working on this stuff in the early 90s in terms of local economy and the role of small businesses. And we saw just a gradual trend starting, you know, bookstores were the canary in the coal mine, the independent bookstores.
Yeah.
And record and music stores. Those were the first two areas to sort of be disrupted by the super chain concept.
Yes.
That came in and, you know, probably, I would say, you know, within the, I mean, we have like, what, one record store here now?
Yeah. Right. Survived. Is it still called the Last Record Store?
It is still called the Last Record Store, right.
Yeah, so and that sort of shows you a little bit about the history. And the internet was sort of like the second wave of disruption for small local retailers. The first were the big super chains. That, you know, started in the 60s, and then by the 90s had pretty much wiped out a good, you know, 50% of those small businesses and made it just more difficult to start them and get some traction. And then, of course, the internet stuff impacted that much more. But in 2008, we were looking at some areas that where the studies had been done, all the economic studies, and these have been done since the 1930s, by the way. It was no surprise to people who were proficient in local economy work that it was the local businesses that built the local economy.
Sure.
And that's because it keeps more of the money circulating. So, for the example, when you buy something on Amazon, except for the wage of the person who dropped it off at your house, everything else goes outside the market. So it's almost like you wrapped your money up, put it in a package, and shipped it to Seattle.
Yeah, and in return, they shipped a package back to you. But you know, you're not necessarily, that money's not circulating locally. So you're getting something for your money,
right,
but you're not churning it.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's because the money that you pay for an object is not just for the cost of that object alone. It's for all the stuff it takes to get it to. And, you know, and that's, so as we saw it, you know, it was 10%. Now it's, you know, meaning 10% of retail. Now it's probably closer to 20% of all retail dollars. And so every time we do that, we're shipping money out of the county and not recirculating it. And those, it's called the economic multiplier effect. When you recirculate the money, because there are three stages of that are direct, indirect, and induced, and those go to support all the jobs here. It goes to support taxes for schools and highways and infrastructure, all of that. And without that, what we have are just sort of a shopping culture. And, you know, so Go Local's role was to bring an awareness of that, to meet with public officials and large employers and small employers and say, what if we all just made the commitment to buy from one another when we can't, right? You can't get everything because the economy has so shifted in a global sense. It's hard to find everything, but
right,
there are a lot of things that you can find, and that's where it's important to support where you can. And I have to say, I'll give one example of Oliver's Market, which I think everybody is probably familiar with.
Sure.
And they made the commitment early on. They made that commitment over 10 years ago to support that with all their vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So they represent, you know, 70,000 SKUs or product items in a store like that. And so how many of those could they source from local producers? How many local food and beverage producers are there that they could help support and make those items more popular? And they did that. And we, through the effort of Oliver's and us working with them on the branding, they were able to increase the sales of those small producers in Sonoma County of over $30 million a year.
That's very impactful.
And that's money that is three times greater than that if they had imported those items from outside. So that's one store making that commitment and doing that, and that recirculated over these 10 years is over $500 million. By the time you add in all of the multipliers that come from that, all of the dry cleaners and auto shops and everything that that supports, that's what we need a lot of when it happens on a level where hundreds of these businesses, and we've had up to 500 members. We run between 400 and 500 business members as part of Go Local that all work together to just keep pressing that point to people that when you can choose a local business, it makes a huge difference in the local economy.
I mean, I'm really in awe of your presentation because, you know, normally I'm sitting here delivering my questions and I'm, you know, just trying to pull good data and information. And Terry, you're so well versed in what we're talking about. I'd love to have you on for my second segment. Can we stick around and ask you a few more questions about what we've got with Go Local and how to support our local businesses?
Sure.
Okay, great. Well, I'm with Terry Garrett of Go Local. I'm George Adair. We're going to be focusing this show on how to really, I think, help save our local businesses, help support them. We got another week or so left before Christmas. And of course, we're in the midst of the holiday season. Terry, thank you so much for joining us. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County. This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. This is a great time for many homeowners to refinance and use your home's equity to pay off credit cards, complete home improvement projects, or just lower your payment with a new fixed-rate mortgage. Just visit georgiadair.com for a fast pre-approval. Then I'll provide a free phone or in-person consultation, reviewing your goals and potential savings. Cross Country offers amazing technology, incredible rates, and a local presence you can trust. Even more important, I have the experience and loan programs to help get your loan approved, even with challenging credit or income situations. We're a direct lender, and many of our clients close their refinance loan in as fast as 21 days. Some properties don't even require an appraisal. If you're ready for a great lending experience, then let's get started. Call me direct at 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
No one ever told me that transitioning back to civilian life was going to be harder than anything that I ever did in the Navy.
With an internal support network of fellow military members, Comcast is helping to make this transition easier.
Comcast gave me an opportunity. That was the call that changed my life.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military community for their dedicated service, and we're committed to hiring 21,000 service members between 2015 and the end of 2021. Visit ComcastCorporation.com/military to learn more.
Hello, this is Kim Huff with McAvoy Ranch, inviting you to the ranch this holiday season. Shopping does not have to be stressful. Grab your friends and your list and come to McAvoy Ranch, located just 6 miles southwest of historic downtown Petaluma. Enjoy wine and olive oil tastings while shopping from over 200 gourmet gifts and natural beauty products, all made from organic McAvoy Ranch olive oil. We're open daily 10 to 6 through the end of the year. And if you can't make it to the ranch, be sure to visit us at McAvoyRanch.com for everything you need this holiday season.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
And we're back. I'm George Adair, joined by Terry Garrett with Go Local. Terry, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Give me just 1 second. I'll bring him back up
no,
in a moment.
No, Terry's not on right now.
No, he is. He is. He is. All right, there he is.
I'm hearing the music.
Yeah. All right, you should be good now.
Well, Terry, that's our toe-tapping theme music, of course.
Toe-tapping, right?
Yes, yes. So, Terry, you know, you gave us a great example with Oliver's, which, you know, I frequent. But I think it brings up a question of, is it better to shop at Oliver's versus a Safeway or Albertsons, which are also, you know, local businesses? They have a local brick and mortar presence and they hire locally and they still source a lot of produce and stuff. Sure. So what's sort of Go Local's position on that?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. It goes back to what I mentioned earlier about the economic multipliers. It matters where the ownership of the business is because that's where the money is. Mm-hmm. Owners keep their money.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you own Oliver's and you live in Sonoma County, then your mortgages are here, your cars are here, everything that you own primarily is here for the most part, mm-hmm. versus the owners of a Safeway, which would be distributed globally, right?
Sure, in corporate.
And any public company would be. So it makes a difference where the owners are. It also, there's a lot more local control, meaning when an owner is local, they care a lot more about the community. They're a lot more hesitant to close a business down lay people off, all of those things because of the connection to the community. Their roots go deeper. They have social commitments here and obligations, civic obligations in a way that a non-local owner doesn't have. So there's a lot of reasons why we get so much more support. The local businesses always support the local nonprofits more than other businesses that aren't local.
So we see...
And perhaps they're...
Yeah, and I think everything you're saying is really helpful to understand, like, where the owners are. It's not just where the employees are, it's where the owners are. And a lot of that money does go in. It's also where the supply chain is, right? So, like, Oliver, you talked about sourcing local products. But, you know, I think there's a lot of pain, just to kind of shift gears, there's a lot of pain that we're feeling as local business owners. I own a bike shop in Windsor. I own Windsor Bike and Sport. And, you know, we've seen many things impact us, from weather to fires to... you know, a series of things that are outside of the local business owner's control, but the local community can do a lot to support the business. And I know Michelle had a poignant question about that.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up because we've had within the last 2 years, two major events that have impacted tourism, and tourism is a huge part of our economy. Is there an ability for us locally to support the businesses that have had this hit in tourism?
Well, do business with them if you can. You know, I mean, the thing really comes down to this, and it's not so complicated, is that the main purpose for a business is to exist is to create a customer.
Yeah.
Without that, you don't have a business. And so for anybody here that wants to support a local business, and I don't mean to just support local businesses if in any way they're product or service is inferior.
Right.
I think our intention with the local was not to just say have a blind allegiance to that. It's demand higher standards from your local businesses and support them when they do it.
Yeah. It's that business owner's obligation, right, to provide that high level and earn the business, not just because they happen
to
exist here.
Good. That's right. We wouldn't want people to have a bias just because of locality, but we're saying all other things equal, support the local business that also supports your economy, and that you're a part of that. It's an enlightened self-interest in a way. If I know that I'm supporting Oliver's, I'm just using that example, if I'm supporting them and I know that they're supporting other local businesses and they support over 400 vendors that are also local, right? Mm-hmm. So you're talking about thousands and thousands of jobs that are impacted by that, and every time as a customer you go in and you buy those products and you buy it from Oliver's, you're returning three times the economic benefit to the community as if you went into a Safeway and bought a non-local item.
Yeah, people can't forget about the economics of that. That's it's a tremendous point of what happens when those dollars are recirculated. I also, you know, I'm looking at your website. I'd like to point it out, sonomacounty.golocal.coop. People can learn more about it there. Exchange Bank is someone I do business with. My bike shop, Windsor Bike and Sport, does business with them. And they, I think, represent local business, the benefits of promoting local banking because of course, Doyle Scholarship. Tell me more about your relationship with Exchange Bank.
Well, Exchange Bank was also one of the founding members of Go Local.
Uh-huh.
And have for years supported this notion. And I think for them, what they represent is this long history of being involved. They have deep roots in this community. They understand the community. They have a network of relationships that are hard to match for any other competitor. They understand the market. They understand, they just understand how the Sonoma County operates, and they can make loans to people who they have, through the years, developed these relationships to, or relationships with. And I think that keeping the money here makes it available for those local loans. If you're a big global bank, you know, you sweep up those assets and you deploy them where they might be needed elsewhere in the world. Mm-hmm. But for Exchange Bank, this is it. You know, this is where their investment is. This is where their customers are. And this is where they invest their loan or deposit proceeds into the form of loans. And we need those kinds of relationships because they go beyond just the black and white of a spreadsheet or a loan application. They go into these relationships, and those are important at the local level.
And we see what you mentioned earlier, too, about these kinds of businesses then being able to infuse that money back into local charities and things like Exchange Bank. We see them year after year at the Rose Parade, at the Human Race.
That's right.
I mean, these kinds of things, they're doing good beyond their company.
That's right. That's right. And those are we can look at it as an invisible economic effect, but it's still very powerful because it goes into the intrinsic bond socially that people feel in a local community when it is these kinds of things that are more goodwill and just support and encouragement. Those things don't show up on a balance sheet, and they don't show up they do show up on a balance sheet, sorry, but they don't show up in the economic reports, right?
Yeah.
There's no line for that that says, you know, because of the goodwill and these relationships, these deals got done.
Right? Yeah, that's a tough one.
This and built that, and, you know, it's not as easy to spot that, but it happens.
It's tough to quantify goodwill. It's tough to quantify what's happening when dollars get circulated. I think another example is we should think about service industries, right? That, you know, there's franchise service industries, and there's local service industries. There's chain service industries. I'm just looking at various members here. It's so great to see the list of members. I happen to know and be good friends with Austin Jacobs of Advanced Auto Glass and Detail. I saw that he's a member. Uh-huh. And, you know, he's competing constantly with Safelite, you know, and these big conglomerates.
Right.
But when you bring your dollars to a business like Advanced Auto Glass and Detail, he's employing, you know, I think he's got a staff of 5 or 6, and those people are then using that money and they're shopping locally. Mm-hmm. So it's not a huge conglomerate, but it's a local service.
That's right. That's right.
And I think the service aspect is something people really need to understand. You're going to get better service with a local business owner who lives and operates in your community. Same thing with our bike service shop. You know, we're competing with the REIs and the big box stores. The local service you get has to be better. Right? Because you may pay a small premium for it, but we're going to see you in line at Oliver's. We're going to see you around. And
that's
right.
Yelp reviews are important.
Reputation management is important for local owners. Once you make a commitment to your area.
Yeah, it really is. What's sort of the trend that you're seeing? I feel like lately there's a lot of support. I'm going to preface my question. There's a lot of support on social media for local business. Are you seeing that trend? Is it a new conversation, or is it what's your feel?
Well, we know we've taken surveys. The last survey we did, 91% of the folks within the Go Local sphere of influence said that they really value local businesses, and they check them first before they make a purchase to see if they can buy the item from a local business. So that's within our universe, which is about 125,000 consumers out of the 400,000 adults.
That's a great stat.
Around a third, around a third of the population. But those folks are checking all the time, and they're saying that they're 70 or 3 out of 4 of them said they're buying more local stuff than they were 5 years ago.
Huh.
They're buying from local merchants more than they were 5 years ago.
Interesting.
So we know that we're moving the needle. Sonoma County is number one in the country of all the MSAs, the metropolitan statistical areas, for independent retail market share, meaning our local retailers, our independent retailers, have the highest market share of retail sales of any county in the country.
Hmm.
So we know that we're making progress in those ways.
That's impactful. Those are good numbers.
The downside, there are two things that are occurring that are sort of a drag on this right now. One is the internet sales, online sales, which are continuing to grow at a pretty rapid pace. That's one thing that's hurting local sales, and also from a sustainability standpoint, probably not the best practice because of all the extra packaging and transport miles that have to exist.
Yeah, the carbon footprint and all that, right?
It's all pretty big. The other thing that's happening on the delivery, the home delivery for restaurants, which is having a major negative impact on all of our local restaurants. Mm. It's the same sort of disruption. And people, it's kind of funny, we get lulled into this. It's like we're a nation of people who don't like to drive around and pick up our own stuff, so we become a nation employed driving around picking up other people.
Right. Yeah, right.
And so the point of that is that that's about 30% that gets scooped out of a restaurant's budget allocated to this. And as a consumer, you think of it as a major convenience, but if you look at all the harm that it's doing to the local restaurants, you feel like they can't compete without doing that. And
right.
So they have to cost up these expenses, plus all the additional packaging that has to go into if you don't dine in and you're dining out.
Mm. Yeah, it starts
to... that number grows, then we're having the same problem we have on
yes.
other home delivery packaging, the transport model. I mean, all of this stuff starts to...
It all starts adding up, and people need to pay attention. Terry Garrett.
These are major impacts on local restaurants.
So. We got to run. Terry Garrett with Go Local. Yeah. Thank you so much, folks. Go to Go Local's website at sonomacounty.golocal.coop. And I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week.